Billy was a lad about 10 when the horses caught his daddy out. Cut him down and they rode the stock away. Billy made across the cottonwood and he laid his daddy down. Swore that he'd keep that land till his dying day. Billy had a sister Nell, she was 12 that summer. Nell and her brother tried to set the farm to rights. She took sick next year and a fever caught her. She passed away on a bitter February night. Billy laid her down beneath a tree upon the hill. Swore that soon she'd see the ways and weeds and land he tilled. Billy set to work with the burning will of a man possessed. Spent his years and he worked his land and he done his best. He had an old dog named Jake to keep him company. Jake and the boy were watched by the people on the North Smoky. And soon Bill Doyle's name traveled hand to hand as the youngest, toughest dirt farmer on the Kansas borderland. The bankers asked for money down and all he had was pride. Sweat and tears don't mean much to the law. Soon one day the sheriff came to put Bill off his land and make him break a promise to his paw. When the lines were drawn, Bill watched the sheriff die. As the day dragged on, you could hear Billy cry. They laid Billy down by his daddy's side and they took old Jake to town. The wildflowers grew and the windows fell. Once in a while, if the night is warm, you can see old Billy there, keeping watch on the land that he loved so well. And still Bill Orr's name travels hand to hand as the youngest, toughest dirt farmer on the Kansas borderland. And still Bill Orr's name travels hand to hand as the youngest, toughest dirt farmer on the Kansas borderland.